Knew nothing about picking men, you know, because again, you know, had this training that was like, I don't need you to do nothing for me. You know, I got it. And then you do get those kind of guys who like don't want to give you anything. And then they'll claim to be feminist because it lets them off the hook from any kind of responsibility. And you're like, oh, you're just a loser. Like, that's what you are. So I learned a lot through trial and error. And one of the things I've learned is if you, and this doesn't matter if you want to have kids or not, but if you look at the person you're dating and you go, I would never have your children, you need to get out immediately. Because that was the way that we screened out loser genetics. It was the women were the gate, you know, we were the gate. We were like, hey, if you don't have the ability to thrive in the world and to fight and to protect and to nurture, I can't be with you because, you know, if I get pregnant, I'm out of commission for 2 years.
Right.
So that whole thing, you know, the whole dismantling of the gender relationships that really held our society together was because of the CIA-led feminism that just became this hatred of men. And I'm not saying that there weren't things that we needed, right? Women need protection from bad men. This is true. But we also need protection from the government. And the only thing that can defend us against both of those things are good men. So we've thrown out the baby with the bathwater. We saw, you know, some dudes who were totally abusive in their power and we're like, this is all men. But the only thing that's ever saved a woman from an abusive man has been a good man.
So, you know, you mentioned the CIA led feminism.
Yes.
You know, when I found out that, Gloria Steinem was CIA.
She was totally CIA.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep. And then she told women, this is why I'm so disgusted by these people, okay? Because they knew what they were doing. And they brainwashed them and they manipulated them. She told these women, hey, if you don't get a job and go to work, you are a traitor to all women. So women who had no desire to be in the workforce, women who were very happy having families, who were very integral to that part of life, entered the workforce. Doing what? What are you doing? You're a secretary, and that's worth not raising the next generation in a way that is really important. I see a lot of these young girls in their 20s who are like, oh, I have to have an abortion because my career is going to be derailed. I'm like, what's your career? You're like, oh, you're in middle level marketing. That's a made up job. That's not real. No, nobody's going to remember. You're a cog in the machine. The most significant impact you could have is on your child, way more than any of that crap, you know? So, I mean, that's how I feel about it. And it took me a long time to get there. I hope to spare younger women from having to take that long.